Shalom, Abracha. It's a schus to speak to the Choshev Tzibur. And I'm just thinking to myself, and I think we're all thinking about this, that it's hard to believe that a year already has passed since the Ptira of our Rav, mentor, friend, that we were all so close to. I was thinking about what to speak about, and I decided that I'm not out to say stories about his great genius, his tremendous koiches, physical koiches. He was able to go for long periods of time without sleep and without taking care of himself at all. His heart that was so unbelievably open to so many people. His genius. Those are great things that he had, but not necessarily things that we can copy. I want to speak about certain points that I think we all have a certain shaykhus to, and it will be beneficial for us, and will be even a shmasa also. I once heard from somebody, he said, there are two types of spiritual leaders or mentors, rabbonim, whatever you want to call them. And he described them as one is a melamed and another is a mechanech. They're both teaching and they're both trying to uplift everybody in their spiritual lives. But there's two different mahalchim. The idea of melamed is that he's giving over information to whoever, to his students. And a good student will amass a tremendous amount of information in breadth and depth. That is one thing. A mechanech is more than that. What is a mechanech? We know there's a term called chinuch, education. But like I said, education could just as well mean amassing a tremendous amount of information. So we know the Torah, the first time that the word chinuch is mentioned, the Torah is by Avram Avinu, Vayishva Avram ki nishba ochiv vayorek es chanicha v'yilid v'beisa yishmein osa shlo yishmeis v'yidov adon. Then Avram Avinu, when he heard that Lot was in captivity, he right away went out to wage a world war to save his nephew, and he gathered together and he strengthened his chanichov. Rashi says, who are these chanichov? So he brings a medrash and says, Eliezer, Shechonchoi lemitzvos. What does it mean, chonchoi lemitzvos? So Rashi says, the term chinuch we see from Tanakh is Ascholas knises ha'odom o'klilom nos, le'umnes shu osid lamen boy. It's the beginning of a person or even a tool to the position or the type of work that he or the tool will be doing for the rest of its existence. Like it says, Chanoich lenar, Chanukas ha-mizbeah, Chanukas ha-bayis. The common denominator of Chanoich lenar, which roughly translates as education, and Chanukas ha-bayis, Chanukas ha-mizbeah, which means starting them off, is that that's what they're all about. Chinuch means starting them off, starting him off, starting it off, putting them in a certain direction that after everything they got from the mechanech, they will be able to take that with them and continue it throughout their lives. The Rav from Malinovitz, Zeichel Tzadik L'Vroche, he was a master mechanech. And even though Bava Niseinu Rabbim, we weren't Zeichel to have him with us for so much longer as we would have desired, but that Nekuda V'chinuch he implanted in every single one of us. And it's very important for each one of us to try to think, what are those seeds that have been planted within us, that direction that he has given us to continue and take with us wherever we go throughout our lives. Shortly after his Petira, together with feeling the tremendous loss and the void, many local rabbanim suddenly started feeling a tremendous amount of shailas that were being brought to them. we all saw and realized this is an akuda of chinuch that Rabbi Linowitz instilled in the community, the idea of realizing the importance of every halachic issue, never thinking that it's too trivial to discuss with somebody else, the importance of a kesher with a rav. I was recently speaking with the new rav, Rav Avishai David Shlita, and he was also mentioning about this prat, about how many phone calls he gets daily, and how he sees that this was part of the chinuch that Rav Chaim Zeiv Halevi Zecher Tzadik Levracha instilled in the community. This is a beautiful thing. It's not something to be taken granted. And they say about a rav that decided to quit his job as a rav, and they asked him, "Why are you leaving?" And his answer was, "Because this is the first shaila I was asked since I'm here." No, this was not the way. Just by his personal example about how he was living with the halacha, how he was living with Avodas Hashem, made it automatically something that every individual that was in contact with him and practiced Talmidim realized it's an important thing. We can't take it lightly. Bitochen was one of his central themes of his life and things he worked on. It's also this idea of not just going through life without paying attention to what's going on. See the beautiful world that Kadosh Baruch has put into us, the physical world, the world of Torah and Mitzvahs. And go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have to be afraid of anybody, and you're empowered to do anything you would like to do. B'derech Hashem. Not so long ago, one of his mispalim called me up about a certain issue. It was a Chosh Mishpat issue. And the bottom line, after everything said and done, it came out that there's really nothing that can be done about it. In other words, there was a certain avla done to him. Somebody really should owe him money, but there was no way we could see that we could get that money out. Now, the average person, when that comes up, he gets really upset and angry and says, you know, we have to bring justice, we have to do this, even though when he thinks of it intellectually, he realizes there's really nothing to do. And this person said, you know, I know what Rabbi Malinowitz would tell me. If there's nothing to do about it, this is kind of the rotzon avoyah that I should lose this money. And come on, in the future, there will be what to do about it. I'll do what I can. In the meantime, I have to be shalom with it and not get all worked up about it. And I was so moved by that. We're talking about close to a year after the betira of the Rav, but that was so deeply instilled. This living bitochen. You know, a lot of people talk bitochen. When it comes to money, suddenly the bitochen goes out the window, because money is something that's very important to everybody. But when a person has his clarity that he was given by his Rav, that is something that remains forever. And these are the things that we have to think about. Those beautiful ideas that he had with tefillah, the 1 hour tefillah or 1 hour psukah dezimra, I don't remember exactly what it was. It was the same idea. Don't let your tefillah just be something you do. It's part of your daily routine. The tefillah is something, a special opportunity we have to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make something special out of it. If you do it once in a while, make an extra long tefillah, pay attention to every bracha you say, then it can change your attitude towards tefillah for the rest of the year. I don't know if it's this idea is still being carried out, but these are things that he lived by and he showed us and he was mechanech us with. Especially now, where Kadosh Baruch Hu has turned the whole world upside down. All the things that we used to be boiteach on, quote unquote. We used to live in the peaceful world of all the chinuch is set up, and apanos is set up, and our health issues are more or less set up. We have great doctors all over the place, and the world politics is more or less in order. And Hashem is giving us such a clear message now that none of that is around. None of the things we took for granted are intact now. Now's the time for us to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that no, we could still keep that peace of mind because we don't need all those other things to rely on. Kamuvan, we have to take care of our proper shtadlis and everything, and our chinuch and our panos and our health. But the main thing is to use this time to continue that chinuch that we received from the Rav. Of the main thing in life is to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much he was Moisa Nefesh for the limuds in the shul. He never gave up. Whenever a plan worked, and Baruch Hashem, he behind the scenes and in the forefront, built up such a beautiful learning programs in the shul. And even if something died down, he'd always get back to it and build it up again. There's another beautiful thing about him also, and this is specifically nogei to the Kehillah. He held so highly of every member of the Kehillah. I remember we used to have different conversations. And he wasn't the type of person that didn't notice things. He had his, criticism and bikurat and everything and every person. But together with that, he saw and he really felt how special every member of the Kehillah is, both the men and the women. And he always used to tell me in such looking up to every individual, the Kehillah. And it's a beautiful midah, because it's emes. That is the emes. Each one of us are so special. Sometimes the Yetzirah gets us distracted because this is not perfect and he's not exactly the way I want. We look down at him. And this is something we could take for ourselves also. We're not Rabbanim of Kehillahs, but we have families. Very often within the family, nowadays maybe we're spending more time together in the families. We're not going out as much. And sometimes kids, or maybe the spouse even, do things not exactly the way we like. And it could cause us to develop a certain negativity. And even though externally we may compliment them because that's what they tell us to do, but deep down we feel let down or not looking up to them in high enough esteem. And I think this is another thing we could learn from the chinuch of Chaim Ziv, Alevi, Zechasad Levrofim. That ability to focus on the reality that every one of us, our husband and wives, are so special. Our children are so special. Not saying it, paying attention to it. This one has an akuda in his midas ha-chesed, in this midas ha-emes, and this is his energetic, 101 different things. That each one has something special about him. And to be able to focus on how special each one of us are. We should be zeiche, like I said, to realize that Baruch Hashem, we are Chanichov. The title Chanichov is a great title. As somebody that we have all been started off in the right way. In the right way, the beautiful world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating the amazing physical world. I remember he used to have all these pages when he learned the Chavs of Avos Chavi Tochen of how every organ in the body works such a fantastic way. Appreciating our physical world, appreciating our spiritual world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as Klal Yisrael, the special neshama. Appreciating one another. Appreciating Baruch Hashem. There's Nur Rabbanim, Nur Rav. And Mi'etz Hashem, if we'll go with this mahalach of living this sweet, beautiful life, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll be able to reveal even more koichas than we thought we had. And this will, Mi'etz Hashem, bring Ziyad HaShemayah in our personal lives, bring Nachas Ruach and Ilu to the Neshama of the Rav and be Makarvas to the Gula Ben Heir V'Yameinu.